Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with Father Stosh Daly, bringing you your daily message of hope. Thursdays are a day of the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, the reality that Jesus gives to us, a reality that is Himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity through the Holy Mass. Thursday is a special day of veneration for the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist, because it's the day of the Last Supper, the First Mass. So it's a perfect day every week to recall the great beauty, glory, and gift Jesus makes of Himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. If we are today counted among those who are tired or weary, worn down because of the stress of the work week, or the fact that we've made it through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now to the close of Thursday, and we just have one more day left this week before the weekend, we are given the opportunity to restore or replenish our hope, that source, that sense of life, to restore and replenish that by drawing close to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Today is a great day to just make a simple acknowledgement, or if we can, a visit to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Let us together offer a prayer to our Father in heaven that we may never take for granted the great gift of our faith. We never take for granted the opportunity to draw close to His Son, Jesus, in the Holy Eucharist. To where can we turn in sacred Scripture so as to feed that desire to know more about the Lord Jesus who gives Himself to us in the Holy Eucharist? The perfect place to turn is really John's Gospel, the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. In that chapter, in fact, in all of the words, in all of the chapters of all 4 Gospels, we learn much about the Lord and we can grow an appreciation for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. But if we are looking for something a little bit more precise or exact, we can enter into the 6th chapter of John's Gospel, in particular, the Bread of Life discourse. But if we go to the beginning of the 6th chapter of John's Gospel, we enter into the unfolding of the mystery of God's love for us, the mystery which is ever present among us in the Holy Eucharist. The beginning of the 6th chapter of John's Gospel begins, "After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a multitude followed Him because they saw the signs which He did on those who were diseased. Jesus went up into the hills and there sat down with His disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up His eyes then and seeing that a multitude was coming to Him, Jesus said to Philip, 'How are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?' This He said to test Him, for He Himself knew what He would do. Philip answered Him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Him, 'There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many?' Jesus said, 'Make the people sit down.' Now there was much grass in that place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, He told His disciples, 'Gather up the fragments left over, that nothing may be lost.' So they gathered them up and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign which He had done, they said, 'This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world.' Perceiving then that they were about to come and take Him by force to make Him king, Jesus withdrew again to the hills by Himself." In the first 15 verses of the 6th chapter of John's Gospel, we hear about the plight of humanity, the hunger of humanity. A hunger within humanity that is fed by and beginning to be satisfied by the signs or the miracles worked by Jesus. In our own lives, we are called to understand how much we hunger, how much we thirst. We have to be willing to admit we need completion. We need satisfaction. None of us are totally satisfied or completed in and of ourselves. Basically, we don't complete ourselves. We need the one who made us. We need the one who loves us. We need the one who wants us, and that is Jesus. And we meet Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. We receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. We Catholic Christians have this great pride and privilege, this honor, this duty, this responsibility to not only treasure and receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, but also to announce his presence to our brothers and sisters who are, like us, hungry and waiting for the Lord, those who are in need of Jesus. We have him in the Holy Eucharist. We must offer him and share him to others. Unfortunately, in our own age, many Catholic Christians have become blind to his presence, or maybe numb is a better way to put it. They've become numb to the presence of Jesus dwelling among us in the Eucharist. Very much to the sadness of the heart of Jesus, in recent surveys, studies, and polls, it can be even as high as 7 out of 10 Catholics say they do not believe in the true presence of Jesus Christ dwelling in the Holy Eucharist. What that reveals is that we have, in some areas, 7 out of 10 Catholics who are going hungry. Spiritually speaking, they are starving. And they're not willing, they're not able, they are numb to the presence of the Lord who can satisfy them and complete them. Now here's the question of the moment. If we who have the Lord are numb to his presence and not able to allow him to satisfy us and complete us, then what is it really we can offer the world? Empty acts of kindness, shallow acts of charity only go so far. Jesus is the one who needs to be received, and Jesus is the one who needs to be given. There has to be now in our minds and our hearts an incredible life-saving, life-giving reconciliation between our lives and the life of God, between our heart and the heart of Jesus, between the hunger of our souls and the bread of everlasting life, the food of heaven, Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. There has to be an act of reconciliation on the part of the whole church to once again return to the Lord, to adore the Lord, and with reverence and love and joy and excitement to pray the mysteries of our holy faith that are found within the Holy Mass, to treasure the opportunity to pray the Mass, to hear the words of everlasting life, and should we be in a state of grace, to receive Jesus in Holy Communion. And then after the Holy Mass has come to a close, as we experience it in that moment on earth, to then give ourselves a moment to express gratitude for the opportunity to receive Jesus in the flesh, body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion, to spend a moment in silence where he can heal us, where he can transform our hearts from a state of brokenness into a state of having been healed, now complete, satisfied, and ready to live. The words of everlasting life given to us in the Gospels, particularly in John's Gospel, and in particular then the 6th chapter, those words from the first verse to the end of the 15th verse, we hear about the hunger of humanity. We also hear about how Jesus puts to the test Philip. We shouldn't be surprised then if the Lord puts us to a test. He does so that he may find out how much we know, how much we love, how much we are willing to give. Are we believing? The little tests that we go through day in and day out are not experiences of torture. They're not expressions of cruelty. They are opportunities wherein the Lord lets us know he loves us and he wants us to know his love, and to be totally dependent upon his love. A test is an opportunity where we are able to show or demonstrate how much we know, how much we love. Attendance at every Holy Mass, then, is a kind of test. It's an opportunity to demonstrate how much we know, how much we love, how much we serve the Lord. Every opportunity to receive our Lord in Holy Communion is an opportunity for us to demonstrate our love, our desire to serve the Lord. Every moment where we can be silent in the presence of the Lord, in our home, in the living room, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, or at church, or in the car, every opportunity where we can intentionally enter into the silence is an opportunity to demonstrate how much we love the Lord, serve the Lord. Our love of Him, our desire to serve Him, is fed and sustained by our reception of Jesus in Holy Communion. Jesus is the one whom we must receive, and Jesus is the one whom we must give. Our love of God prompts us, compels us, and enables us to love our neighbor. The Holy Eucharist, the bread of life, our Lord Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, is treasured, is loved and adored by those who know He is present among us. Love Him and serve Him. On this Thursday then, this day that we recall the Last Supper, the First Mass, that moment when Jesus gives Himself to us in the Holy Eucharist, let us then also ask for the grace to treasure Him always, to receive Him worthily, and to share Him with everyone we meet. May the Lord give you His peace.